This is Akashvani, the news read by Harpreet Kaur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of development projects worth over 3,250 crore rupees at Malda in West Bengal yesterday. The Prime Minister also flagged off 4 new Amrit Bharat Express trains, marking a major boost to rail connectivity and infrastructure in the state. Addressing the gathering, the Prime Minister said the campaign to accelerate West Bengal's progress has gained fresh momentum from Malda, with projects aimed at improving travel, trade and employment opportunities for the youth.
Bengal ki is pavan bhumi se aaj Bharatiya rail ke aadhunikaran ki taraf ek aur bada kadam uthaya gaya hai. आज से भारत में वंदे भारत स्लीपर ट्रेनों की शुरुआत हो रही है. ये नई वंदे भारत स्लीपर ट्रेन देशवासियों के लंबे सफर को और आरामदायक बनाएगी, शानदार बनाएगी, यादगार बनाएगी. विकसित भारत की ट्रेनों ये कैसी होनी चाहिए, इस वंदे भारत स्लीपर ट्रेन में आप साफ साफ नजर आता है.
Mr. Modi said the train reflects the vision of a Viksit Bharat and showcases India's growing technological capabilities under the Made in India initiative. Prime Minister Modi also launched a scathing attack on the Trinamool Congress TMC government at Malda, West Bengal. Prime Minister highlighted illegal infiltration as the state's gravest challenge, stating it has reached a critical stage that is altering regional demography and local languages.
बंगाल के सामने एक बहुत बड़ी चुनौती घुसपैठ की है. टीएमसी के नेता, टीएमसी का सिंडिकेट सालों से यहां घुसपैठियों को बसाने, उन्हें वोटर बनाने का खेल खेल रहा है. पश्चिम बंगाल के अनेक क्षेत्रों में आबादी का संतुलन भी बिगड़ रहा है. कई जगह भाषा और बोली में
The Prime Minister also accused Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee of obstructing central welfare schemes like Ayushman Bharat, PM Surya Ghar Muft Bijli Yojana and the Jal Jeevan Mission. Prime Minister Modi also attended the Bagurumba Doho 2026 traditional Bodo cultural program at Arjun Bhogeshwar Barua Sports Complex in Guwahati. On this occasion, more than 10,000 artists from the Bodo community performed Bagurumba dance. Addressing the gathering, the Prime Minister highlighted the unprecedented development in the Bodoland Territorial Region, BTR, since the peace accord, backed by a 1,500 crore rupees package from the central government.
आज यहां जिस रफ्तार से विकास हो रहा है, वो आपके सामने है. हमने बोडो कचारी वेलफेयर ऑटोनोमस काउंसिल का गठन किया. बोडोलैंड क्षेत्र में बेहतर विकास के लिए 1500 करोड़ रुपए का विशेष विकास पैकेज दिया गया. बोडोलैंड के लिए अलग वेलफेयर डिपार्टमेंट और बोडोलैंड एडमिनिस्ट्रेटिव स्टाफ कॉलेज की स्थापना भी की गई. इससे बोडो समुदाय के कल्याण के लिए और बेहतर नीतियां बनाने में मदद मिल रही.
The Directorate General of Civil Aviation, DGCA, has imposed a fine of 22.20 crore rupees on IndiGo following large-scale delays and cancellations by the airline in early December last year. During the period of 3rd and 5th of December, cancellation of 2,507 flights and delays of 1,852 flights caused inconvenience to over 3 lakh passengers stranded at various airports. The fine was imposed following a detailed inquiry conducted by a 4-member committee constituted by the DGCA to undertake a comprehensive review and assessment of the circumstances leading to the operational disruptions of IndiGo. The 17th Dosti Trilateral Exercise by Indian Coast Guard, Sri Lanka Coast Guard and Maldives National Defence Forces began at Male in Maldives yesterday. The harbour phase of the Dosti exercise is currently underway, featuring collaborative MARPOL exercises and joint VBSS drills. Live demonstrations of pollution response equipment, tabletop exercises and cross-boarding SOPs were undertaken to augment interoperability and camaraderie. Moreover, the Indian Coast Guard ships and aircraft are set to participate in the ensuing sea phase. And that is the end of this news bulletin.